Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the SCI Sub-Team A call on the 19th of February at 1700 UTC. On the call today, we do have Sarah Bakke, Lawrence Alawala-Roberts, Angie Graves, Wolf Ulrich-Milben. We have apologies, Wolf, from Rudy Vansnick. And I, from ICANN staff, we have Mary Wong, Julie Hedlund, and myself, Michelle B. Snyder. I'd like to remind you all, please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
So, Angie or Wolf Ulrich, this is Julie Hedlund. Would one of you like to take the lead on walking through the agenda?
Angie, if you don't mind, I could try. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
No objection. Thank you. Thank you. So, Wolf Ulrich speaking. Thanks very much. And I do hope that we can walk to the agenda items we have relatively quickly and with your help, Julie. And that is what I just would like to ask you, where are we standing, what is the status, and which items are open? Julie, please.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. This is Julie Hedlund. So I've placed the notes from the last call on the 12th of February into the Adobe Connect room, and let me just run through them. The first item that was discussed was the question of whether every motion must be seconded, and if this should be expressly stated in the operating procedures. The action that was taken was it was agreed that every motion should be seconded, and that it should be clear that there should be a clear provision the motion be discussed prior to being seconded, but there cannot be a vote until there is a second. Staff amended steps 4 and 5 of the proposed language accordingly, and also revised the flow chart. Just to show that, if you'd like, let me show the flowchart, if you don't mind, for 1 minute. Let me pull that up. And it's coming up, just converting. Just to remind everybody of what we agreed on, and it's being slow, I apologize. Sorry for the delay here. Still converting. All right, it's coming up. Okay. So I'll make this a little bit larger for everybody. So on item 4, in the current steps, we indicate that the motion can be discussed up to the council meeting, but discussion and voting on the motion at the council meeting cannot proceed without a second.
Okay.
And then in the flow chart, we note if the motion is seconded, yes, we can continue on. If the motion is not seconded, then the motion is not considered. Any questions about what was decided there?
No, thank you. Not from my side, but really speaking. I think it's covered all.
Thank you. This is Julie again. I'll go just to the next item then that was discussed and agreed. It was, must the seconder be not just a different counselor, but also a counselor from a different stakeholder group or constituency? Okay. After some discussion, the various points were raised, whether it was not clear that the requirement was necessary. There was a point raised that setting this, while this might strengthen the motion to have a seconder from a different stakeholder group or constituency, this requirement could make it more difficult for a motion to go forward, and also noted that the current system seems to be working well, so it's not clear what problem is being addressed. the action that was agreed last week was not to include a requirement that the seconder should be from a different stakeholder group or constituency, and that there would not be a change to the current process.
Fine. From my side, yeah.
Anybody have any questions? Then, this is Julie again. The next item that was discussed was, should there be a deadline for motions to be seconded? The suggestion was that there must be a seconder by the point in time during the council meeting at which the motion is discussed before being voted on. And it was agreed that a motion should be seconded prior to discussion and that the process and flowchart should be updated accordingly. Let me go ahead and show you what we staff did to reflect this in the process. And I'll pull that up now, and hopefully that will not take as long as it did before. There we are. So first of all, to look at the process, it says, I just pulled up the wrong one. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. There. Okay. To go back. It says in number 4, the motion can be discussed up to the council meeting. The discussion and voting on the motion at the council meeting cannot proceed without a second. We didn't alter the flowchart in that the flowchart still makes it clear, however, that if the motion isn't seconded, the motion is not considered. I don't know if there needs to be further clarification there.
No, thank you. From my side, okay.
Anybody have any questions? Then back to the notes. And going down then to the final item for discussion. And that is, should there be a time limit / deadline for submitting amendments to allow each SG stakeholder group and constituency adequate time to discuss them rather than have the council deal with what could potentially be substantively new subject matter on the fly during a council meeting? When should a motion be deferred in circumstances, e.g. competing amendments? Several points were discussed last week. One question was, if the amendment is unfriendly or friendly, must it be made prior to the council meeting? And if so, how long before? Would the 10-day deadline apply? If the amendment was not placed in time, could the motion then be deferred? Another point was, how would a requirement for amendments be submitted prior to the council meeting affect discussion during the meeting, i.e. by restricting the option to amend a motion during the meeting? And then we noted that an unfriendly amendment could come back as a resubmitted motion if the first motion failed. And the action from last week was to continue discussion on these points. Over to you, Wolf-Ulrich.
Thanks very much, Julie, for that clarification. And I think the very last one seems to be the more complicated one. If we mix up questions like deferral of motions and submitting amendments, if we mix it up, then it might be very complicated, because I think we had this discussion about deferral of motions for a long-lasting period always, and then there is a process for deferral of motions already, and we should not whether that is, if possible, we should not touch on this process. But that is at first a statement from my side, but if that might be necessary, well, we should discuss that. But otherwise, if you think it's done, it could be complicated. Nevertheless, to bring up all the questions related to that, what is going to happen, and are they solved, those questions, it's good to know about, and I think it would help us well to differentiate between the different steps as well. So I could see you discussed already the question then, well, there might be a distinction between the question in case an amendment is unfriendly or friendly. So there must be, it could also touch on the process, and then in both cases should be looked on. So what is going to happen there? So I would say, I would like to ask, well, also into our small round here, does anybody of you have any experience with those kind of procedures, amendments, or so in other circumstances than in the council here, the GNSO council, related meetings, so where we could learn from how they are dealing with that, or is that the only one, as to my experience as well, the council is the only institution I have the experience from how we are dealing with that. Is there any other experience available which could be talked about? No, I see nobody raising his hand, so it may be the only one here. So we should think about that. The first question is for me, really, do we have also, and I'm looking for Mary, in the direction of Mary as well, do we have from earlier times, do we have big problems? Did we have pretty big problems with the question of the time deadline for an amendment bringing in, or is it a more philosophical question here? Mary, do you have any thoughts about that? Mary, please.
Hello, welcome. And everyone, this is Mary. I don't recall that we have, you know, like one particular problem. What I do recall is that the council seems to make good use of the ability to offer amendments. But there was a point raised during actually yesterday's meeting, if you recall. I can't recall if you were on the meeting yesterday, that there was discussion of amending a motion during the meeting, and at least one councillor expressed the hope that people would offer amendments, at least in terms of language, to the motion before the meeting starts. So my recollection is that there's been a few minor concerns and issues, nothing that was particularly of the same type that was very major, but most recently yesterday, there was some dissatisfaction over having to amend a motion on the fly during a meeting. I don't know if this helps.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. So, for speaking, thank you, Mary. This helps a lot. I think we should also express that at first, you know, from our group, the view. That's my opinion on that. If we put that to the notes and to our report to the SEI, the experience is not in that way that we have experience of bigger problems or bigger issues with the question of timing of the amendments. But that the issue may be or may come out if an amendment is put on the flight here. So the question is then about what shall we do with that? I would say from my experience, I would also welcome if I have at the table all the amendments wished before we are going to, at least before we are going to vote on that. But even if we are going to discuss that at the council meeting, it would be helpful to have an amendment on the table before that. But I could also imagine that it happens during the discussion that somebody is, that it comes out, you know, it's just the experience, you know, you try to understand the motion in advance before you go to the meeting, you have your own opinion on that, and when it comes to the discussion, then it may raise some thoughts, oh, there is a point in the motion, especially if a motion is very extensively a big one, a larger motion, then there might be an opinion, okay, this or that is not in, you are not in line with all of that, and there may be helpful to amend it. In most cases, I would say that would be friendly amendments rather than unfriendly, because the unfriendly are more obvious before the before the meeting. So, having that, this I would appreciate to have that before, but to be flexible as well, to provide time during a meeting as well, where the motion is discussed, that amendments could be brought in. Maybe we should discuss whether it should just be only friendly amendments. Well, friendly amendment is one where the other party is going to affirm that amendment. So that's my opinion, and I would be happy if to hear from the others. So I saw Julie as well, and you have put your deferral of motions also to screen. Julie, please.
Hi, Wolf Ulrich. This is Julie Headland. I just wanted to, you had mentioned earlier asking about deferral of motions, and Mary and I did look back in the SCI's actions on this. It was actually in 2012 where the council had asked the SCI to look into deferral of motions. The SCI discussed the practice and whether there was a need to create a procedure to formalize what was at the time an informal practice whereby a party can request deferral of a motion to a later date. After much debate, the SCI concluded that the current practice of allowing for the deferral of motions was done as a matter of courtesy at the discretion of the chair and that there was no need to create a formal procedure at this time. But the SCI felt it was necessary to explicitly state that there is no rule that the chair must always exercise his or her discretion in the affirmative or the negative. And given that the current informal practice is at the discretion of the chair can exercise the same discretion in considering whether to grant or deny request and how to handle a specific situation that may occur. So I just put that up there if that would help inform this discussion.
Yes, thank you, Julie. That would help. Would be helpful, and I think so. We can come back to that when it comes to the question whether during the discussion of a motion and the discussion of amendment of a motion when it could come up or may come up. The question for deferral of motions, whether that is an interference which could be accepted or not. So coming back to what I have said before, so the question I've said is should we go for that and say, okay, an amendment of the motions could be accepted until the motion is, before the motion is going to be voted. That would mean also during the discussion where the motion is going to be discussed. And should we go for that way and say, but that should all only apply to friendly amendments? Does it make sense? Well, to ask that question in that way, I'm just asking. So, because what would be the consequence of that? Mary, please.
Thanks, Wolf Ulrich. I'm just trying to think this through, so maybe I got it wrong and this is not relevant, but one issue that's more general than this is that when an amendment is offered, you know, we won't know whether it's friendly or unfriendly until after it's offered. So, and then when it is offered and it's considered unfriendly, it's first voted on before the main motion. I know that you and the others all know this, but I'm trying to figure out chronologically how this would work by specifying that, for example, they only apply to friendly amendments. Are we then, you know, recommending a different course for an unfriendly amendment? Would that get confusing, for instance? So just curious about that.
Hi, Mary. Hi, everyone. This is Angie Graves. I'm about to post, I've been reading Robert's Rules of Order and just have a URL to offer that regarding friendly amendments that I think might be useful. I've heard the word friendly, and this is just an observation. I'm not maybe helping too much, but when we're drawing a distinction of a friendly amendment versus a non-friendly amendment, there is a lot of precedent with respect to that. And my understanding is that there are actually, I don't know the word unfriendly amendment, I know the word hostile amendment, which is designed to defeat the original motion. But the friendly is intended to improve on the original motion. So I am taking as some guidance this link that I just sent with respect to the ordering of procedure with respect to friendly amendments. Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. I think that is that's helpful. And I was also wondering, I think, I was a little bit confused, I think, because of the question you have said in the from the notes from last time that we came up with the notion of unfriendly amendments. I think, so to my understanding, there is no unfriendly amendment. All amendments which are requested for have the target to be friendly and to be accepted. So, however, I understand if they are not accepted, then they are deemed to be unfriendly. So that's how I understand that. And then in this case, we have some rules for the council discussion how to deal with that. So we are dealing in the order at first with the amendment which was put on the table to vote on that, and depending on the outcome of that, we are going to continue with the motion itself. I would say it may not help us to talk about friendly or unfriendly amendments, rather than to talk about amendments and the question, we are talking about the timing, where when to put it to the table to ask questions. Should we admit to amendments during the discussion, or should we say, okay, should we see that as a preference to have a motion or an amendment before the motion is going to be discussed at the table? So we can talk about all these ways. In the chat, well, I just repeat, I think the key for Mary before the SCI to recommend a process that provides clarity through inclusion in the operating procedure, but that allow the council the time for discussion flexibility if needs it needs, without bogging down the council into last minute drafting due to late suggestions. Yeah. Yes, that's correct. So. Any other suggestions well to do so? So I only see at the time being the question, should we admit amendments during discussion at the council, or should we, and if that happens, what should be done that? Should we follow the, if that is the case at the meeting, should we follow the process we have at the time being? But just going that way, well, to discuss the amendment, and then, in case it comes up several other problems, how shall we deal with that? So I do not have a last opinion on that. I just put some ideas to the table, and would be happy, well, to hear something. I think it's up to us, well, to come up with any suggestion, and as Mary says, it should then be put, we should put to the table a suggestion also how to include it in our process, in our operating procedures. Any idea? Mary, please.
Hello again, it's Mary from staff. So following on from that, Wolf Ulrich, I suppose one question that could apply to any of these issues that we're talking about is there a problem with the current process that needs fixing? And if so, you know, what is that problem? And in this particular subtopic, one potential problem is something that I think you and I both noted this and I think that everybody has touched on in various discussions, the question of, you know, last-minute amendments, drafting on the fly, and so forth. So I wonder if it would be helpful to maybe see if that or anything else is a problem that this sub-team believes should be addressed. And if not, then I suppose we could just stay with the current process.
Thanks, Mary. I, from my perspective, well, this is the issue. So that's the only one. So if it occurs during a running meeting that somebody comes up with an amendment and the process is going to be to be stopped or some or interfered with that heavily, so then that is the issue. So. I understand you say if that is the issue, so then the current procedures may apply sufficiently. Is that what I understood from you?
Hi, Wolf Ulrich and everyone, it's Mary again. Basically, yes, if the current procedures are overall satisfactory, then we probably don't need to recommend any changes. So the real question is, are they satisfactory, or perhaps are they satisfactory enough? Because no procedure is perfect, but what are the problems that have occurred, if any, and are these sufficiently major that we believe we want to recommend a change?
Okay, thank you, Mary. So, but there is also no, I think, no problems when we are discussing the motion, well, to also not defer that, but you know, it's in the chair's hand, you know, to guide the discussion. And As you have seen the very last council meetings as well, we discussed the question of the RPM charter and the working group, and there was during I think two or three meetings we discussed that, and the motion was already on the table. So and we did not have the problem in the chair well to say okay, no, not at this stage. So we have some open items. Well, to do though until the next time, and it was done in between on the list. So I don't think there's a problem then with the existing process while to deal with this. It may only in very few cases, if we have to vote on a motion at this meeting because of external circumstances, well, maybe board deadlines or whatever. This can't be. We cannot do it in another way, since it may be an external pressure on us well to do so, and we have to vote anyway. Otherwise, or we go back to the board or to whomever, you know, who put the pressure on us in this case. That is the only thing where I think we may have a situation. But then we have to find a solution at this time. So is there any other opinion to that? So, well, Mary, please.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich, and I almost hesitated to put my hand up because this might introduce more complexity. But what you were saying led me to think about two different types of scenarios where an amendment is offered. One is when it is offered, say, just before a meeting or during a meeting, without any discussion, and when perhaps some might feel that it could have been offered prior to that point. And as you know, one of the problems that something like this creates is that some councillors would feel that they therefore don't have time now to go back and get instruction from their constituencies or stakeholder groups. Mm-hmm. Whereas if the proposed amendment had been offered even the day before, there would have been some possibility. So that's one possible situation that I think some councillors have raised before. The other situation, which I think is somewhat different, is when during the discussion at the meeting, so separate from, say, an email discussion that may have been raging on for weeks, but when the council comes to this agenda item in the meeting, it talks about it and something is uncovered because someone makes a point and everybody goes, oh, yeah, we didn't think about that, for example. And the council or several councillors then say, well, in that case, we need to amend the motion because it doesn't say what we think it should say. That creates a different problem, if you see what I mean. And I don't know that either situation or both situations need us to address any changes, but I thought I would raise them, especially given that we have some new members on this sub-team, to see if that's something that is worth discussing or not. Thanks. Mm.
Thank you very much, Mary. It's very clear what you say, and I think, well, so is it just from the experience here, which you and I have from the council meetings, so that in this case, and I just come back to the example I've talked about before, over the last three meetings, that is, there was not a formal amendment or to that, but it was the feeling, and it was said, well, So we have to look at and some councils were not satisfied with how the motion looked like. So it was then amended in between, or it was then updated, or what else. So and it was done over three or four meetings, and that's the way how we are doing that. So then it was voted about. So so I think from that point of view, I would say in this case there is no need to modify the procedures in that case. The other case, which was the other case, please? Could you just come again with that, please, Mary?
The second case that I talked about, you mean?
Yes, please.
That would be when the council is having its discussion, and in the course of that discussion, something is raised, or you know, the council or parts of the council realizes that maybe they didn't think about this as a possible consequence. In other words, something comes up that causes the council to think maybe the motion should be broader or it should be more specific. And so it's not a question of someone had the time to suggest an amendment and didn't do it. It's simply something that in the course of discussions, and those discussions happened to be during the meeting, that it came up and enough councillors feel that the motion should be amended. So on this particular second situation, it seems that this is where the argument for flexibility would be the strongest. But beyond that, I'm not sure that it warrants any change anyway. So it may end up that for both situations, this team doesn't recommend a change, but I just thought I'd raise it for consideration.
Yes, thank you, Mary. If I got that right, I was thinking about whether it might be not the same case as I was talking about. You know, if you compare, you know, the discussion we have had about the RPM working group. It was clear there was a motion at the table, a draft motion at the table, but it was clear that some people were not satisfied with that. So and then it was discussed and it was amended, if you may call it that way, or it was updated according to the discussion we had. There was no requirement for any process alteration or what else. So it was clear. Okay, then let's if you can't come to an to the end of the discussion at this meeting, so we should postpone it and continue the next one. I don't see a very big difference in that, and from that perspective. My personal view would be I would also leave that as flexible as possible, and not to, and coming back to the question, so of timing of the amendments, then not to just bear people well from the beginning of the meeting well to come up with amendments and tell them, okay, no, during that meeting when you are discussing the motion, amendments are not welcome. That would be a very hard cut to do so. I would leave that open, and it is in the hand of the chair more or less, to find a way where how to deal with that. So that is my opinion on that. The first. So if there are other opinions, please raise your hand and we could discuss that, and then we should think about how to put that together. Julie, I say, see your hand.
Hi, Wolf Ulrich. This is Julie Hedlund. So Mary and I were just chatting, and I think the point that you have just made is an important one, that it may not be necessary to change the process, that really it's more at the discretion of the chair to steer the process forward by allowing encouraging the discussion on amendments that it looks like there's consensus that they are improving the motion, steering the discussion away from possible delays. It's more of a nuance, I would say, than that rests with the chair as opposed to instituting a hard process requirement around an amendment. So it's not clear to us that there's a need to change, that there's, a strong need to change the process. Just wanted to raise that point and concur with the point that you just made.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Julie. Any other opinion? No. Then I would say, in our report to the SCI, we put that into the report. As we see it, that would suggest not to modify the procedures in this regard. So it could be it will be discussed at the SCI and then we will see. So we should really then make a point here. Julie, please.
So, Wolf Ulrich, I did capture that action, and the staff will go ahead and send around the notes as near as we can tell, just to look back at the notes from the last call. This subteam has addressed all of the open issues and has come to agreement on how they should be addressed with today's discussion. So my suggestion, perhaps since we do not have everybody in the subteam on this call, Rudy was unable to join, perhaps I should, you will send the determinations on each of these and just, ensure that Rudy agrees also, and if so, we could go ahead and prepare the report to the full SCI.
Thanks, Julie. Well, that's a concrete way to do that, and I agree fully. And that would mean that this team has then done its work, and it would stay still as a team, but then could be released after that is accepted and by the SCI as well. Is that the way how we're dealing with that, Julie?
This is Julie Hedlund, yes. And I'll note that, and perhaps this is also a good way forward, and Mary has noted this as well, the SCI is meeting in Marrakesh on Saturday morning from 8 to 9. We'll send a notice around to the full SCI. But that will be an opportunity for the sub-teams, A and B, to report to the full SCI. So, we obviously can send the report ahead of time. That will be very helpful for the discussion. But that would give an opportunity for the sub-team to provide any further context with respect to the recommendations it's making.
Okay, great. That sounds great. So you do, as you described, Alan, please send it around and to Rudy, and we ask for confirmation from all, and then we do that and prepare the report. That would be great, yeah? And you are going to draft a report then afterwards and send it around, and we can do the work on the list. And if we like to have an additional meeting, to coordinate for that, we could also do that.
Thanks, Wolf Ulrich. Definitely staff will prepare the report. We're not anticipating that there will need to be a separate meeting, but, of course, if the sub-team wishes to have one, we can have one, although I think, you know, the substance will be the same as what we've been reporting in the notes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I do hope, thank you, and thank you, the others as well, participants. I do hope, and I can see so that we can have also available the report for the SCI, for the B team as well. So I would encourage other, and I try also to myself to come up with some comments on the present status of that and the open questions we have, so that we can really maybe we can come to a result by next time as well, to have time also to prepare for the report. So thank you very much. With regard to that, so we leave it open. We do not have another meeting in our team. I see we have made very good progress here, and I thank everybody very much, and see you later. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing those of you who will be in Medicash.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Till the next meeting then.
Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recording. And remember to disconnect all the remaining lines. Thank you.